Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first ever Branson Talks podcast. I don't know exactly why I'm starting this podcast, but I just decided to start this podcast, obviously. My original idea was to actually have a podcast about tech and stuff, but honestly, it was really difficult. I tried it and got about 30 seconds in and honestly gave up after that. It's just something that is difficult to do. I'll still talk about tech. And in fact, in this podcast, I will be talking about some tech that was announced last week and just my thoughts on it. And then I'll figure out some other topics to talk about also if need be. I don't expect this to be an amazing podcast because, this is my first one. I have no idea like the form I'm going to do or how I'm going to do it. And it's just an awkward thing to learn to talk to yourself. So yeah, don't come in with high expectations, but please do listen to the full podcast because I will be trying my best. Hopefully I will be uploading a podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, obviously I'm recording this on a Tuesday and hopefully, not obviously, I'm recording this on a Tuesday and hopefully it comes out today, which means tomorrow is Wednesday. So yeah, that makes it so I would be recording two in a row, and I don't think I'll do that, so I think I'll try to get the next one out on Thursday, and starting next Monday, I'll kind of do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday pattern. So yeah, that's my goal. Obviously, I'm not going to reach it every time, but I'm going to try my best, my very best. So before we get into talking about the tech that I will be talking about, let's hear a word from our sponsor, Anchor. Thank you, Anchor. Also, I'd like to mention that if there's like movement on the mic, I apologize. I honestly don't know if there is, but yeah, there might be. So if it sounds like crinkly or rustly or whatever, I do apologize for that. Now, getting into the tech news, last week, I was actually planning on recording this a lot earlier, but I just couldn't. I didn't have the time or I was lazy. So last Wednesday, which would have been February, I don't know. But Samsung released their new phones. They released a total of four phones. Now these phones included the Samsung Fold, the Samsung Galaxy S10, the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, and the Samsung Galaxy S10e. Let's get right into it. Talking about the Samsung Galaxy Fold. This is Samsung's foldable phone. It honestly seems like a really interesting phone. So it folds in half with a big screen in the middle, like a sandwich, but it folds open. But on the front, there is another screen, a smaller screen, which I'm not really sure what it's used for. I think it's kind of like a miniature phone, but I'm not fully sure. You can look it up. I encourage you to look it up so you know what I'm talking about. Now, this foldable phone is very interesting, and I'm still getting used to the design of it. It looks good, but it's very interesting. Look it up for yourself, look up a picture, but yeah, honestly, it'll take some time to get used to, because inside, it's not just like full screen. There's like a solid chunk of like camera up in the top right corner, which just I feel like would get quite annoying. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see once we actually see the actual phone. And I do believe that will be released in April for people to actually receive. You can buy it now, at least I believe. So, yeah. The next phone I'll talk about is the S10. Samsung really went with a new design on this one. Instead of having like bezels, which are the bars at the bottom and the top, if you're familiar with Samsung phones, they just went for an all-screen display with a cutout, like the camera, the selfie camera, the front-facing camera, is a cutout in the full screen. So like there's a hole in the screen. Honestly, like at first I was skeptical. It didn't seem like it was that futuristic. It didn't seem like it was that cool. Like it would get really annoying. But the more I've looked at it and the more people have really like actually had the phone in their hands and stuff, honestly, it's not actually that bad. It seems like something you get used to very easily. And like in video, if you're, you know, you're probably thinking about when you're watching a video, isn't that the punch hole going to get in the way? And yeah, yes, it will. It'll take out some of the screen or some of the video. And but there's also options for that. You can actually like kind of crop the video so that it just takes up the part of the screen that doesn't have the punch hole. So like the very top where the cutout for the camera is, it's just black, and then the rest of it is just screen. So that's the design for both the S10, the S10 Plus, and the S10e. On the back, there are now three cameras, which Samsung really went, like really went into this one and decided to improve their cameras, which they were never horrible, but they weren't like amazing either. They were just they were good, but they were average. They were about above average. They were never bad, but they definitely could have used some improvement, and that's what Samsung did this time. They look, at least from the keynote or the, yeah, I think it's the keynote, whatever it's called, the announcement, and from what people have been using it, like YouTubers and such who got the phone the day it was announced, honestly, it looks like an amazing camera. But as more people begin to use it and it's released to the public, we'll definitely get some feedback there. But I really think that it's a good camera. They really improved it, and it's good things. Now, the S10 Plus is basically, it is just the S10, but bigger. But on the front, there's two selfie cameras, one with an optical zoom, and one just a normal camera. Those aren't the actual terms. I was an idiot and didn't pull up the specs before I went into this. So next podcast, if you'd really like, I'll go into the actual specs of the phone. The S10 Plus, it has a bigger battery. Two cameras on the front, so there is a bigger cutout, but it's a bigger display, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. The S10e, however, is Samsung's answer to the iPhone XR. This is it's their budget phone, or budget. It's still very expensive. It's still a flagship phone. It starts at $750. That's expensive for your average person, but it is considerably cheaper than their main ones, the S10 and the S10 Plus. So as opposed to the iPhone XR, they didn't, like, they cut back, but they didn't like substantially cut back. You're still getting the same display, same chipset and all that, but you do get a smaller battery, only two cameras, and I honestly don't remember what else is the cutback to make it cheaper. But you're still getting a very good phone. I encourage you to watch some videos on that, really check it out, because it's a good phone. So those were the main things announced at the Samsung live event. There were also the new Galaxy Watch, the new Galaxy earbuds, Galaxy Buds, which are like AirPods but made by Samsung, and those are actually looking pretty good. They look like they're super nice. But that is the Samsung event. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's the first podcast. I'm also a little sick, in case you couldn't tell. So I'm just going to cut this one a little shorter. I'm going to be trying to do longer podcasts. I don't know how well I'll do. And really kind of have topics in advance so that these podcasts are better. And hopefully I can get them to, I'm hoping, around 30 minutes. But yeah, I don't know. I'll be getting better at this. The whole talking to yourself thing and making it entertaining and all that. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to this first podcast. Thank you to our sponsor, Anchor. And I will see you in the next podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.